is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. There is an investigation underway in Palm Springs, California. Emergency sirens going off there after officials say a vehicle exploded in the parking lot outside a healthcare clinic. Locals are being asked to avoid the area. This man saw it all.
You could see the wall had blown out. It wasn't even a door. It even looked like a door or something had been there. But it was the wall and everything was strewn out. Even a copier machine that was in the building was clear across the street.
The FBI says it is responding. In the Midwest. Sounds of a different kind, like there in St. Louis after tornadoes ripped through last night. At least 26 people are dead across three states. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe.
We're putting all hands on deck to make sure that we can assist the city and local authorities as much as possible. Obviously, Missouri State Highway Patrol is on scene as well to assist in any way that the chief needs help with.
WLKY-TV's Sam Carter reports from hard-hit London, Kentucky.
Truly dramatic damage here that this storm claimed the lives of nine people, injured many others. I've seen people frantically searching for friends, loved ones, even their pets. Things are still very much touch and go here on the ground. Search and rescue teams are all around.
Seven inmates remain at large after 10 escaped from a New Orleans jail Friday morning. Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
If you do see something, you say something. But let our officers, let them do their jobs, and they're doing a great job on our behalf.
Officials say the inmates yanked the sliding jail cell door off a track, then exited the jail after breaching a wall behind a toilet. President Trump is set to speak with Vladimir Putin Monday on tomorrow's Face the Nation. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Trump is trying to end Russia's war in Ukraine.
One of the things that could help break this logjam, and perhaps the only thing that can, is a direct conversation between President Trump and Vladimir Putin.
Rubio had a call with Benjamin Netanyahu on the Israel-Hamas war. United Nations head Antonio Guterres on that conflict.
We need a permanent ceasefire now.
To Baltimore and the Preakness, taking place in 2 hours. Reporter Erica Herskowitz.
A field of nine horses will be racing in the 150th Preakness Stakes later today at Pimlico Park.
Goal-oriented is a favorite, followed by journalism. The winning horse from the Kentucky Derby is not competing. Former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown says he got briefly detained by police early this morning following an incident after a celebrity boxing event in Miami. A video surfaced of an altercation breaking out in which Brown was involved and gunshots were heard outside of the event. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one, half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 515 through 528.
Track of what you were doing a minute ago? Same.
Experts say the attention span of the average person has dropped from 2.5 minutes in 2004 to just 47 seconds. The solution? Put down that smartphone, get off of social media, and do other things, including setting timers for tasks. Part of the problem is the never-ending news cycle, surprise, surprise, and worries about the state of the world. One psychiatrist suggests setting a timer longer than 2 minutes and sticking with an article you're reading without looking at another device or clicking on other things. Allison Keys, CBS News.
British police say a musician and friend of Chris Brown has been charged alongside the Grammy-winning singer on allegations they beat and seriously injured a music producer at a London nightclub in 2023. Hoodie Baby is due to appear in a Manchester court on a charge of causing previous bodily harm with intent. Brown was jailed without bail on the same charge yesterday. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high to the mid-50s. More clouds into the area Monday, some showers possible late, highs low 50s. Better rain chance Tuesday and breezy. Currently, it's 66.
When a man loves a woman, what a song that is. What a song. And if you love local football like a man loves a woman like I do, then you're going to be happy to hear this. The Racine Raiders, second quarter, they're still up 7-0 over the Phantoms in a low-scoring defensive battle. We're going to try to get you that feedback if we can. It's not looking likely today, but next week we're going to have the Racine Raiders here on WRJN. Stay with us for more timeless hits. WRJN, this is Jacob bringing you back with another great timeless hit.
From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Boss my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
You hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you. Love you. I need you. Need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you want to stay, just ask you all. You know, I think you will really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you. Love you. I need you. Need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Love you.
in heaven, you know I love you.
With Shout. This is Jacob here at WRJN Studios giving you your Racine Raiders score update. As we go into the second half, the Raiders are up 7-0 over the Phantoms. For just tuning in, looking for the Raiders, we're going to try to get them back on as soon as possible. But for now, and at least for this week, we're going to be giving you some of the timeless hits that you've come to love and expect here at WRJN. Thank you for staying with us, and thank you for your patience.
Racine, the party's on at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Join them for their grand open house May 2nd through the 4th at 6035 Durand Avenue. Be one of the first 50 people in line Friday or Saturday and win free smoothies for a year. Yeah, you heard right. On Sunday, 50 lucky guests will win free smoothies for a year randomly throughout the day. All weekend long, buy any food item and your smoothie is on the house. Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Racine, where fresh flavor meets serious fun. See you this weekend.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere. Jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Oh, don't it pain?
deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Like those two are interchangeable, both play right tackle, both play center. Then you go to my right guard, which is a converted defensive tackle, which is Brandon Emerald. He does his job. He's my boy, my aggressive guy. I got to keep the cap on him sometime. But they do their job and they work well together. And then once we start to rotate, Dale Burgess, who came from Chicago, he's an awesome player. We have Sam Murphy, who came from the Midwest Renegades. He's a nice rotational piece. We have honestly a nice group of people. And you can't forget about Mo Montana for your guys, who's also voted one of the top linemen. He's also in the doghouse too. I've been on him to try to get Coach Kennedy's good side to get him back, get back playing and active. But we have rules and everything about our team, and our line set the tone for our whole offense. So I appreciate them guys.
Being on the national scale, what does that mean to you to be able to come here, have the dedication and show the dedication that you've shown, and to really be able to put yourself and a lot of other people on this national spotlight?
Racine is like my second city, even though I'm from Chicago, but it gives our city something to look forward to. It's not many sports other than our high school sports in our city. And in our little town. So when the Racine is on the top of the mountain, it matters for our town and our city. So I've learned that from my time being here. I learned that from my six, seven years of playing against Racine, that the fans are what matters. You guys come out, and if we're winning, y'all gonna show y'all support. If we losing, y'all gonna show y'all support, and we appreciate it.
Now, Uno, special occasion for you. You talked about it a little bit, prefaced it a little bit this spring, and you did right. You didn't do it during the season, and kudos to your lady for that. But you tied the knot. You got hitched, and how was that?
Hey, it's a blessing. That's something else. Oh, that's something I want to show my sons. I have two sons. One is 16. One is 2, going on 3 in this August. I just want to show my son how to treat women. Like, it's better to grow with somebody and have a 60, 40, 50-year marriage or relationship that bond.
The interview with Andre Locke and Dan Pfeiffer along with Emlyn Thomas here at the half. And Emlyn, a low scoring first half. The Raiders do score on the touchdown pass from Locke to Revelinski, but that is the only score in the contest thus far. 7-0. Raiders defense has been outstanding, but credit to the Phantoms as well. Combination of what they've been able to do, particularly knocking down Andre Locke's passes, but also the fact that the Racine Raiders have not looked as sharp as sometimes we're used to seeing them, with a lot of penalties really holding them back in that second quarter in particular.
As good as the defense has been, Dan, they have not played well offensively, and I think they're still looking for their identity. How are they going to run the ball? How are they going to move the ball on the ground? How are they going to set up their passing game? What are they going to look like passing? It's been a lot of Andre Locke scrambling, and he has been nifty, but it hasn't given them the ability to just constantly take the ball, grind it out, move the chains down the field in a very methodical fashion. And credit due to the Flag City Phantoms. They have played well defensively, and they have not given up, and they are not intimidated by a team that's on a 29-game winning streak coming into their home and trying to add to that. And this has just been a really good, low-scoring game by the defenses. But both offenses here, you got to scratch your head and wonder who's going to put some points on the board. And for the Raiders' sake, as much as they've been able to dominate teams, they are one play away from having a tie ball game.
And don't get us wrong either. This is not necessarily a surprise that the Phantoms have been able to hang with the Raiders like this, particularly at home. We mentioned that one half of football that these two teams played last year, and the Phantoms ran with the Raiders last year. 21-13 was the score at halftime of that game when the Storms rolled in, and unfortunately that game was not played to a completion. Definitely a lower scoring contest thus far, and again, we talked about the dominance of the defensive lines in this contest really going both ways. If anything, if you're the Raiders, you take advantage of some of the speed that the Phantoms have shown up front thus far. You have options in terms of running the football. You've got Howard Triplett available to you. Tom Benko has looked like he's had some good bursts today. They've tried to run some plays to the edges. They've had occasional modicums of success there, maybe get around the defense a little bit. But they've also tried to have those quick hitters to the outside, and the Phantoms have been ready for that.
Yep, they've played really well with what the Raiders have thrown at them. I think this is the point in the game where the Raiders have to establish that they're the Raiders. It's the second half. You're a little tired. You're a little banged up. Now we're going to go behind that left side of their offensive line between Chenault Carey and Aubrey Anderson. They're just big dudes. And get the ball. Let the running backs run and get some plays where you're getting yourself into that second and five or third and short situations where then they can get a chance to drop back and stretch the field vertically. But this is where we saw him last week. This is where, against the Michigan Bills, the play calling shifted a little bit. We saw a lot more of horizontal passing. Quick hitters from Andre Locke, not letting him dance around in the pocket. Just get it, make your first read, throw the ball, and get it on the edges of the defense and make them defend.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Racine Raiders Football Club Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any other use of this broadcast or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of the game without the consent of the Racine Raiders Football Club Board of Directors is both prohibited and a big ol' no-no.
Now, last week against the Broncos, Benson, their running back, Rekon Benson, for the Flag City Phantoms against the Broncos, even though they were held scoreless. He had 15 carries for 75 yards. We have not seen him have an impact in tonight's game, and I think that credit goes to the defensive line of the Racine Raiders. They've shut him down running. They've made him one-dimensional, and now all of a sudden they've got a chance here to dominate in the second half.
Raiders did win the opening coin toss. They chose to defer the decision to the second half, so they will take the football to begin the second half. They will also have the wind at their back in the second half, and it was with the wind at their back in the first quarter that they were able to score the lone score of this contest thus far. Caden Libby on to kickoff for the Flag City Phantoms. Among those back to return for the Raiders, Jaquez Woodlands. Looks like you've got Devontae Johnson as well, and Jordan Payne among the three men who are back, with the Raiders going with a 5-3-3 look on their kick return team. Almost sounds like a soccer formation, Emlyn, mm-hmm. but we're not going to talk about that sport here. Ada, Ohio is where we are, the western part of the state of Ohio. Kick is away, pretty good kick. That'll go over the head of Jordan Payne. He's going to have to turn around. Thought about trying to field it Willie Mays style. Instead, he'll chase it down at the three-yard line. Now he looks and he's got nothing but Phantoms in front of him. He'll get taken down at the five. And the Raiders, not expecting the good kickoff. And as a result, they will end up with some bad field position to start the second half. Really, Emlyn, we've talked about some of the mental mistakes that the Raiders made in the first half. Arguably another one to start the second half here by not just having your return men starting further back.
Yeah, just a horrible play. Jordan Payne got himself caught up right at the one-yard line. He wasn't sure that it was actually going to go into the end zone to be a touchback. He had to return it at that point. He was pot committed. But, boy, this is a 20-yard mistake that he made right there that puts the Raiders right in the shadow of their own end zone to start a second half where they've got to score in this quarter.
So there's a whole lot of Ohio landscape between the Racine Raiders and the end zone right now. First and 10 to start this Raider drive on their own five. Triplett is the feature back who lines up to the right side of Andre Locke in the gun. They will give the ball to Triplett. Triplett will work the left side. He'll push forward across the line of scrimmage for a couple yards. He will get taken down. Checking on the tackler who ran out of his... Looks like he ran out of his towel there. It was 23 for the Flag City Phantoms. Dakari Adams, second and 8 for the Raiders. Call it second and 7 as they give the 8-yard line a Triplett.
Well, this is a game against the Tennessee Hornets. When you saw that play run, nobody was touching the running back until he was 10 yards down the line of scrimmage. Different ball game here tonight.
Triplett this time will line up off the left shoulder of Locke in the gun, who's got all his receivers on the near side. It'll be Payne to block for Jaquez Woodland, who takes the wide receiver screen. He'll be ushered out of bounds at the 15-yard line. However, we get a whistle from the far side. Didn't see a flag go down. Nope. They will continue the clock, and they will say that the Raiders did get the first down with Woodland going out of bounds at the 16-yard line. That's a pickup of 8.
New wrinkles on the last two plays. We see this one. We bring a second running back in. They're going to bring Rebelinski into the backfield on that one. Give him a second running back, and they're going to run the orbit motion with Jordan Payne coming into the backfield on the previous play. So we're seeing some different things here.
You don't have to get it all at once if you're the Raiders. First and 10 for Racine. Another handoff to Triplett. Once again, he will work the left side of the line, and that's a good pickup for Howard Triplett. Taken down by Jarrett Sitton, but not before he picks up 5 yards at least. And that's a good gainer on first down as the Raiders get out of the shadow of their own goalposts and continue to matriculate the ball down the field in a good way to start this second half.
Yeah, this is, you've got two really large men on that left side of the formation in Chenault Carey and Aubrey Anderson, and they're going to run behind them. Now we've got Gaines lined up tight as a tight end. He's at 265. That's some beef that can move the line before the running back gets touched at all.
Anderson, 6'3", 350, carry, 6'3", 290 pounds on second down for the Raiders. Once again, Triplett looks to run behind those two gentlemen. He'll get it forward across the line of scrimmage, but he won't get much more. Once again, it's Sitton who comes over to make the play. 2-yard pickup for Triplett as the Raiders just pounding the football on the ground right now. It'll set up 3rd and 3 for the Raiders with it spotted at the 28.
Triplett will take a blow here, and we'll get Tom Benko checking in on 3rd down. Who's proven to be an exceptional receiver both this season and last. His hands have really improved, and he can do some damage when he catches a short pass out of the backfield for Andre Locke Sr.
On the one hand, you wanted better field position after the kickoff if you're the Raiders, but on the other, going on a long marching drive to start the second half would not be the worst thing to set the tempo for the remainder of this game. Movement along the line of scrimmage will get flags before the play. It did look like the left side of the Phantoms defensive line may have jumped, and indeed, they will say unabated to the quarterback. It'll be offside against the Phantoms, and with it being 3rd and 3, the 5-yard penalty should give the Raiders an automatic first down.
Yeah, I think you're right here, Danny. You got a situation where maybe just having bad field position forces you to play a little tighter, a little smarter. Maybe that's affecting Jeff Schick's play calling, but now you've got a chance to really just grind down the field, take some time off the clock, eat up this quarter, and just shove the ball right down their throats here.
This drive started at the Racine Raiders 5-yard line. They now have it at their own 28. This will be the 6th play of the drive. 5th play of the drive after that one was a penalty on 3rd down. 1st and 10 for the Raiders. Spotted on the near sideline. 2 receivers split out wide to the right. 2 more to the left. Tom Benko is the halfback for the Raiders. He is lined up off the left shoulder of the quarterback, Locke. Benko takes the handoff from Locke, gets it across the 30-yard line, pushing the pile. The rugby scrum goes forward for Benko, and he gets taken down finally as he crosses the 33-yard line. A Flag City Phantoms helmet goes flying as the power of Tom Benko is on display there. He picks up at least 5 on the play.
Just moved a mass of people, and this is where I think Benko's become exceptional. He's nifty inside the tackle box, but he doesn't need to go outside to make big gains. But when he starts cranking out 5 after 5 after 5, you're in good situation. Whole playbook's wide open here for Andre Locke and Jeff Schick to pick something that 2nd and 5, they can do a whole lot here of damage.
And as much as they've been running the ball, look out for play action at some point here. 2 receivers split out wide to the right, along with a tight end on that side. That is Ian Gaines, who is on that side of the line. To the near side for the Raiders, it's Jaquez Woodland on 2nd and 5. Spotted at the 33 on the far side hash mark. Raiders will keep it on the ground. Benko quick to the hole, the Phantoms defense.
Boy, he looked like he had a big opening there and a lot of room to cover, and they closed quick, holding him to a short game. But that'll be 3rd and 4 here. Good opportunity for the Raiders to convert, something they did not do well last week against the Michigan Bills on 3rd down.
All credit to Michael Jimenez Jr., free safety for the Flag City Phantoms. He was the one who identified the hole and was able to make the long 15-yard jaunt to that spot to hold Benko to just a single-yard gain. 3rd and 4 for the Raiders from the 34-yard line. Spotted on the near side, 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Benko loses the football on the pitch, and it's recovered by the Phantoms at the 26-yard line. Mm. 1st and 10 for Flag City. With the fumble recovery for the Phantoms, it is Dakari Adams.
Not a forced physical error. Benko had the ball. He just took his eyes off of it, was looking downfield to see what he could do with it, didn't cradle it in, and, boy, this is great field position for the Phantoms right now. Puts the Racine Raiders defense against their backs with it against the wall here. They're just outside the red zone.
Hit right off his 2 hands as he made a move to the right side of the line. And fell to the ground. Opportunity for Dakari Adams. He takes advantage. And the Phantoms have it. Well into Raider territory at the 25, 1st and 10. Defense has been outstanding for both teams all game long. Now it's the Raiders' defense turn to step up as Donovan Larrabee leads his Phantoms team back out onto the field. He's got trips to the right. Snap. Handoff. Not much room. Staying on his feet is Eric Baptiste. Baptiste still on his feet. Ball came loose. It is recovered by the Raiders. Open field in front of Jordan Donowski. But Donowski loses the football. It's recovered by the Raiders off the Donowski fumble by Marquand Holloway. Then the ball is loose again. It's recovered by the Raiders. We have a Phantoms helmet on the field. Pushing and shoving after the play. Mass chaos. Still shoving after the play. Raiders have the football. They will spot it down after the long return by Donowski at the 32-yard line. As extending the play for Baptiste works at first, then doesn't as he loses the ball. And Jordan Donowski, who we saw on the sideline for an extended stretch in the first half, back on the field, gets the fumble recovery, and gets the long return.
Wow, that was like a gym class. Just balls flying all over the place, and nobody seemed to want to hang on to it. But Donowski stripping the ball away, making a huge play. You see Andre Locke now chasing his defenders off the field. He needs to get the team into the huddle and not get a delay of game right now. They've got first down. They're at the 32-yard line, and we've got just under 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And this is a big break for the Raiders.
Total up everything from the fumble to where the ball was spotted, and it's a 45-yard difference for the Raiders as they get it at the Phantoms' 32-yard line. First and 10 for the Raiders. Lock back out there. What a huge swing in momentum after the Raiders lose the football, but then the Phantoms give it right back. Lock takes the snap. Under pressure, screen pass, tipped, but caught by Triplett. He'll get taken down inside the 30 at the 28-yard line. Pickup of four, dangerous pass on the part of Locke, but he wanted to bait in the defensive tackle in order to set up the screen. Yep. Tackle got his hand on the ball. Triplett, good concentration to still pick up the pass reception and get four.
Yeah, Triplett, not known as a great receiver. He has improved in that area, and that was in a lot of traffic. Made the catch, positive gain, and this is what they need, just more positive plays. No mistakes on the football.
They spot him down at the 29, so a 3-yard gain on the previous play. Second and 7 for the Raiders from the Phantoms 29. Locke takes the kind of low snap, hands it to Triplett. Triplett heading to the left side, trying to find the edge, pushed out of bounds at the 21-yard line. Flag down behind the Raiders' offensive line. That is in the area of holding. Good chance this one's coming back, and indeed that is the indication.
Oh, that hurts. He had a nice play, good blocks on the outside. Rebelinski with a great block to seal the corner and get Triplett outside of the formation. And you even saw Jordan Payne downfield with another block. But this will be coming back. It'll be a 10-yard penalty, and it's another sort of unforced error by the Raiders that's going to end up costing them.
On the one hand, we would have liked to have had stats today. Unfortunately, we just didn't have the personnel on the road to be able to get our stats together. On the other hand, I would not want to see the penalty stats today against the Raiders because it has just been flag after flag after flag, and they've come at key times too, Emlyn.
Yep, big mistakes that have cost them. Yes, it's the 10 yards, but it's also the possession now that you've changed what everything was. Second and 10 here is just hurtful, and second and 20 makes it even worse.
Now, holding in the college rule book can be...
A bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it.
Stroll ahead and get himself into a situation where now it's third and less than 10.
The Phantoms, with so much speed at their defensive end positions, really collapse that pocket quickly. It's a question of how they bring pressure through the middle. Lock on third and 8 from the Phantoms 30. Under pressure, steps up in the pocket. Twisted around and taken down, although that's around the head and multiple flags fly. And that'll give the Raiders a first down as Lock got taken down by, at best, the underside of the helmet.
Well, you asked for internal pressure from the Phantoms, and you saw it there. Jarrett Stidham, number 4, just sliced right between two Raider offensive linemen, blew that play up. Locke was forced to scramble, and then a safety situation where they grabbed his helmet and got the face mask and got a good fistful of that, and that's going to give the Raiders a first down.
34, Jason Burling for the Flag City Phantoms took both hands and just squished his head together with the helmet on after that play in frustration because he was the one who committed the face mask foul. He knew he was there, and all he had to do was make the stop, and that would have held the Raiders down. Instead, he gives the Raiders 15 yards, first and 10 for the Racine Raiders inside the red zone at the Phantoms 15-yard line. 6:56 and counting remaining in the third quarter. Raiders up 7-0 on the strength of a first quarter touchdown pass from Locke to Bubba Revelinski on first down. Pass to the outside, incomplete. Locke looking for Jaquez Woodland, but a flag comes down as the pass is released, and they are going to call that against the Phantoms, and the Phantoms red zone at the Phantoms' 15-yard line. 6:56 and counting remaining in the third quarter. Raiders up 7-0 on the strength of a first quarter touchdown pass from Locke to Bubba Revolinski on first down. Pass to the outside, incomplete. Locke looking for Jaquez Woodland, but a flag comes down as the pass is released, and they are going to call that against the Phantoms, and the Phantoms are not happy about it. There was contact at the line of scrimmage. It looked like it was just your regular chuck. However, they're going to get the Phantoms there. DeAndre Pope jumping up and down in frustration with the officials, and the officials say, hey, just go back to your huddle. We're going to make this call, and you're just going to have to live with it.
That was a one-read play, quick fake. If that was an RPO, Locke had decided before the play, coming out of the huddle, he was going to throw it. You had one-on-one coverage with a wide receiver that has some speed, and then just the bumping through the playoff, but the bumping got penalized. And now we're going to have a first and goal situation for the Raiders.
Defensive holding is the official penalty call. It will be first and goal for the Raiders as they place the down marker at the 8-yard line of the Flag City Phantoms. Locke brings his team to the line of scrimmage. He's got Payne split out wide to the right. To the left side is Woodland. Benko in the backfield, handoff to Benko. He cuts back at the 5-yard line, dives forward to the 3, but can't get more than that. Little pickup of 4 on the play, Emlyn.
You've got a right side of your offensive line. You've got Zim out there dishing out pancakes like there's no tomorrow. Michael Hill right next to him at guard. Immel switched over to the left guard, and Chenault Carey remains in at left tackle, but you just got Benko. You put him inside the 10-yard line, and he is like a sliver where he can just power his way in there and... You got one more shot. I got to think it's going to be back in Benko's hands here for a chance to score the touchdown.
Second and goal for the Raiders from the 3. Tight formation this time for the Raiders. Locke will go under center. He's got an H-back right behind him, and he's got Benko in the backfield. Fumbled snap. Locke picks it up. Ball is on the ground. The officials whistle the play dead. What I believe they're going to say here, Emlyn, is that when Locke went down to pick the ball up off the ground, his knee was on the ground, so they're going to spot the ball at the 5-yard line on the recovery by Locke. Locke got up right away. He headed around to the left side. It looked like he had some room to run, but the officials had called the play dead. It's a loss of 2.
Yeah, last year, correct call, absolutely. Last year, this would have been a live play, but now with college rules, anything other than a player's hand or his feet touching the ground, it's a dead ball. And that was the first time we've seen Locke under center. We saw 2 tight ends in and 2 backs in the backfield.
Third and goal for the Raiders from the Flag City Phantoms 5. Raiders trying to double their 7-0 lead with 5:30 and counting remaining in the third quarter. Locke takes the snap, looks to his right, can't find anything. Room in the middle of the field. Locke dives towards the end zone. He'll get taken down at the 1. Andre Locke went to the air, tried to do his best Willie Beeman or John Elway impersonation there, but he gets knocked down at the goal line. Outstanding defensive play by Marquise Jones, and the Raiders will have 4th and goal from the 1.
Boy, and that's about the 1-foot line right now. They're going to stay with the offensive on the field. No surprise there. But you've got some big bodies up front. Locke almost got it. You saw him give himself up and just dive into that end zone. And 1 lucky tackle kept him from scoring and making this a 2-score ball game.
Phantoms, a little bit of confusion personnel-wise, almost sent a 12th man out on the field. Raiders will come out in a tight formation. 4th and goal for the Raiders from the 1-yard line. Locke under center. All the big bodies out there right now. Locke hands it off. Benko, left side, touchdown, Racine Raiders. Oh, they put all the big bodies right in the middle, and Benko said, you know what? I'm just going to run around all of them to the left. 13-0 Raiders with 4:29 remaining in the third quarter.
Chenault Carey at left tackle, and Brandon Immel, the one-time defensive lineman at left guard, just collapsed that, and I don't think anybody got a paw onto Tom Benko, and he'll just take that in for an easy score.
Peralta on to try the point after. 8 of 9 on the season on extra points. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is short, but it does get through the uprights and is good. 14-0. The Raiders double their lead on the Flag City Phantoms with 4:29 remaining in the third. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Kickoff. This time it is Wodak with the kickoff for the Raiders. It is fielded by the Phantoms. A little fake handoff by the return man, who is Tyshawn Rogers. And Rogers, with a decent return, he'll take it out to the 37-yard line. A little push after the return as well. Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Active Body Fitness, proud sponsor of the Active Body Fitness Racine Raiders Trivia Question. Huge drive there, Emlyn, on that last drive for the Raiders. 95 yards, and they take it the distance with the short touchdown run by Benko.
Bad field position might have been a cure for them. That might have actually helped them focus a little bit. And they just took the ball and methodically marched, aided by a penalty here and there. But they marched the ball right down the field. No huge plays, and just cranked it out that they've flipped this game around. And now they've got a shot here.
And the Raiders perhaps caught a little bit off guard here with Walker at quarterback. The Phantoms get a first down.
Marquand Holiday lost his helmet on that play, so he's going to have to go to the sideline and sit out.
Think what the future would be with a poor boy like
time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Looking good at the quarterback position despite the sack. Second and 12 for the Phantoms from their own 47-yard line. Pass deep to the left side. Reeled in on the far side at the 25-yard line. Getting to the 23 before...